This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. I want to thank you right up front on the program for all of the letters that we receive. I just can't tell you how much it moved my heart. We love all your letters. Keep them coming. We'll get into our global headlines right now. The first one, the end is near. The end is near. Whoa. Nuclear terror is the world's greatest threat. Another headline. And earthquakes, hurricanes, and tornadoes sweep the globe. We will be discussing that.
A lot of people are worried about the end, but the end is never coming because it's a world without end, Isaiah 45:17 and Ephesians 3:21. God makes that promise 120 times. Amen.
Jack, will you please explain that and elaborate on that?
Well, yeah, I get so tired of these Christians who say, oh, nobody knows when Jesus is coming. It says of that day and hour knows no man. Wrong. You've taken that out of context. You begin with verse 33. He says, I command you to know when it's near, even at the door. But verse 30, because you won't know the day and the hour. And can you imagine even the people of the world are smarter than some of these ministers and people in our churches who say, it hasn't happened in 100 years and won't happen for hundreds more years. Wait a minute. It's right at the door, ladies and gentlemen. And what really shocks me is every single thing that happens after the rapture, after the come up hither of Revelation 4:1, and we go up in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52, 21 judgments take place, but we won't be here. Praise the Lord, we can get there through the Lord Jesus Christ. However, it's very plain to see that every single one of the signs that happens after we're gone has already begun, and it's the world saying so. We will not say one thing today that we cannot back with the secular headlines of the media of the world.
Whoa, Jack. You know, you said something to me that I did not realize, that Jesus gave all these signs in the Gospels also.
Yeah. Anyone says that book of Revelation, in the four Gospels, Christ mentions every one of the 21 judgments. So if you're going to get rid of the book of Revelation, you got to get rid of the four Gospels, and that means you got to get rid of Christianity, because Christ is the four Gospels.
All right, some of these are just building in intensity now, 13 and 20. And in fact, the intensity of 20 is really, really something, and it has to do with World War III. Of course, the Middle East, as you well know, is a big consideration when we talk about World War III.
The Bible teaches that the dictator of the New World Order will come to power by making a peace contract with the Jews, Arabs, and the nations of the world. We better keep our bags packed because the return of Christ is right at the door. But that's how he gets the power. He comes in peaceably. Daniel 11:21. He enters in peaceably, Daniel 11:24. He makes a 7-year peace contract with these nations. And that, of course, is Daniel chapter 9, verses 26 and 27. And everyone's going to say, isn't it wonderful? Peace, peace. But when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Now, the first one to break that contract is Red Russia. In Ezekiel 38, verses 1 and 2, we have Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and Rash, all cities in Russia today. It's the war of the latter years and the latter days, verses 8 and 16. Now, who is the one that causes the first invasion of Israel to take place? Well, you've just heard about Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and Rash. No doubt about it, that's Russia. And they say in verse 11, I will go against them, they're at rest, they're at peace. But, oh, their downfall comes in the next chapter, Ezekiel 39, verses 1 and 2. Behold, I'm against you, O Gog, the Russian prince of Moscow and Tobolsk. I'll turn you back and leave but the sixth part of thee, and 5/6 of their armies fall. And it takes 7 solid months to bury the dead in verse 12. But now here is number 13. The angel is heard saying, loose the 4 angels bound in the great river Euphrates to slay 1/3 part of mankind. And the number of the army was 200,000, 200 million. And by these three was the third part of men killed by the fire, smoke, and brimstone. Now, what nation leads this terrible second invasion of Israel for World War III? Revelation 16:12, and this is the 20th judgment, and the angel pours out his bowl upon the great river Euphrates, and the way of the kings of the east was prepared in their march to Israel. The kings of the east, that's the Orient, that's China, North Korea, and others who will be joining with them. And this is what is described in Judgment number 13, an army of 200 million. Right now, they have 1,200,000,000. And with others joining them, there's no problem with getting that kind of number together. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we need to prepare for the future because the days are not very pleasing. No wonder Titus 2:13 says, we're looking for that blessed, that happy hope of the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's prepare. Let's get ready. And remember, we're not saying it. The world is saying this is all coming. We're just showing where it was prophesied 2,000 years ago in the Bible.
All right, Jack, I'm going to follow up on something, and that is with what he's been talking about. How in the world can we involve every nation in that area? How can we involve the whole world, the whole globe, into one war? I want to point out something here, the intensity of 13 and 20. And we're going to elaborate on World War III, the nuclear dilemma. That's how World War III can develop. It's the world's greatest threat, as that one headline said, leading to World War III. Oh, Jack, it is a serious time.
35 nations already have atomic bombs. And when Iran gets it, watch out, because Khamenei, who is the head Ayman of Iran, says, we don't care if millions of our people die through atomic warfare as long as the Islamic flag eventually hangs over all the nations on the face of the earth. And even Saudi Arabia and those areas are afraid of what Iran's going to do. They are Sunnis and they're afraid of the Shiites because of the atomic bomb. And of course, Israel has it too. Watch out. All hell's going to break loose soon. Psalm 97:3, a fire devours before them. Isaiah 66:15. Ezekiel 20:47, the flaming flame shall not be quenched. Here is Russia. Joel 2:3, a fire devours before them. They're pushed back to Siberia, verse 20. And the prophecies, blood, fire, pillars of smoke, the exact effects of a nuclear blast. Zephaniah 1:18, the whole land shall be devoured by fire. Malachi 4:1, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Revelation 8:7, a third part of the trees was burned. And I again repeat, Revelation 9:18, by these three was a third part of men killed by the fire, smoke, and brimstone. Hey, the world believes it. Just this morning, September 1st, the Wall Street Journal said stock is rising as people are buying bomb shelters to protect themselves against an atomic war. Somebody believes it, even if some of you Christians don't.
Oh, friends, we are winding this up now, all of the disasters that are taking place in the book of Revelation. We wanted to combine them. We're going to skip 14. We're up there already. 14 and 21 are the same, only building in intensity. So we're going to go to 15 and 19, the same, building in intensity once again. Now, we touched on this one already. The four horsemen of the apocalypse, number four was disease, horrible disease worldwide. But it built in intensity in 15 and 19, Jack, disease worldwide.
Well, this is shocking because in number 15, the judgment is a sore that breaks out on men that's horrifying and painful, and they get it because they accepted the mark of Antichrist, the 666. That so many talk about today. And that's Revelation 13, verses 16 to 18. He calls it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or forehead that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man, and his number is 600, 666. All right. You can also find that in Revelation 14, verses 9, 11, chapter 15, verse 2, chapter 16, verse 2, chapter 19, verse 20, chapter 20, verse 4. But then when you get to judgment number 19, they are actually seeing a judgment by God fall on the headquarters of the leader of the New World Order. And we'll tie that in with what we're going to see in a few moments from now.
Jack, we're going to tie it all together right now. We skipped number 14 and 21, remember? That is so very, very important, and I'm going to tell you why in just a moment. But we already dealt with Calamity 9 and 16, what happens in the oceans. We also dealt with 10 and 17, what happens in the rivers. We can see what a mess they really are. Then 11 and 18, the burning of the sun and what could come out of the atmosphere to the earth, the tsunami that could hit the earth. And then 13 and 20, Jack just talked about it, World War III. Let's go back to 14 and 21. Now, chapter 4, verse 1 was the rapture of the church and Christians go home before all, the culmination of everything that we've been talking about. It's beginning now, but the great culmination of it all. Is there any good news for people left on the earth? Looking for the Messiah. Actually, this is good news for those left on the earth. How do you connect looking for the Messiah, the coming of the Lord to the earth, with quakes? Jack's going to do that in just a moment. But this is really good news, friends, because Jesus is coming back to stop Armageddon and all the bad things happening, Jack.
All right. Judgment number 14 found in Revelation chapter 11, verses 15 to 19. It says, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God and His Christ, and He shall reign forever and forever." How long is forever? Forever. And what does He do when He returns? Verse 18, He puts a stop to those who are destroying one another and destroying the earth. Why? Because He is the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9, verse 6. And that's why Isaiah 2, 4 and Micah 4, 3 both say that when He comes, the world is going to beat its swords into plowshares and its spears into pruning hooks. Now, let's go over to judgment number 21. You heard about all these earthquakes. We'll get to that in 1 second. But there in Revelation chapter 16, verses 16 through 21, we have Armageddon, verse 16. But what accompanies Armageddon? And Armageddon is Christ's return to put the stop to all these battles and wars. In verse 21, get this, we have hailstones as the last judgment falling to get people to repent of their sins. And it says each hailstone is the weight of a talent. Now, a Greek talent was 86 pounds, a Troy talent 96 pounds, and a Jewish talent 120 pounds. Hailstones falling from heaven at 86 to 120 pounds, that's nothing. Those who study the stars in the heavens tell us, this comes from some of the greatest universities in America, that there are hailstones hundreds of miles into space the size of 45,000 square feet of house. And if they all fell, there'd be nothing left. But as they come down, they begin to dissolve and melt, and so we have little pebbles falling under Earth, but it says there's coming a time when these things could easily change. Astronomers tell us that. So we have these hailstones. And they're lightnings. That's what happened when Jesus returns. In Matthew 24, verse 27, "As the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." And then Rexella had all these earthquakes that I mentioned a moment ago. And listen to what it says about that. "There was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the face of the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have the lightning, you have the hailstones, the warnings are falling, and now you have the greatest earthquake in history. No, not California. No, not Chile. No, not Iran." And some of the headlines he read, Israel. Why? Christ returns and his feet hit the Mount of Olives in Zechariah 14:4. And the Mount of Olives, one of the great mountains, splits right down the center from east to west and topples from north to south. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the return of Christ. Now, when he comes in Revelation 19, verse 11, on that white horse, the armies in heaven, that's us, follow him, verse 14, as he comes as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, verse 16, to rule and reign for 1,000 years. He's recommissioned, and then he rules forever and forever, as already said in Revelation 11, 15. What a day to be alive, but get ready for a shock. Verse 19, the world dictator, the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against Christ, who sat on the white horse in verse 11. Look at chapter 19, verse 11, Christ is coming, verse 19. The world dictator says, you're not going to do it. The battle is described in Psalm 2, verses 1 to 5. But the Lord comes, he's victorious and destroys this world dictator with the brightness of his coming, 2 Thessalonians 2:8, and then casts him and the false prophet into the lake of fire, Revelation 19, 20. That's the story of the 21 judgments. And the last one, the 21st judgment, says, it is done. On the cross, it is finished. Now, done. Forever.
Jack, you know, I have something right now to offer you, and that is peace in a troubled world. You don't have to be afraid when you pick up the newspaper, and you don't have to be afraid of what tomorrow might hold. If you have the Prince of Peace in your heart, if you have Christ as your Savior, I guarantee you're going to have peace. Oh, please don't put off making the decision that Jack is going to give you right now, Jack.
Now remember, we aren't saying any of these things. You've heard the leaders of the world with every one of these headlines saying it. They believe it's coming. Even some Christians who don't believe it don't have the insight of secular leaders. God forgive us. And because they believe something's happening, and because this has disturbed you, hey, the Prince of Peace will calm you right now. Look at me. Jesus, Prince of Peace, Savior of the world, thank you for Calvary. Oh, how you suffered as you shed your blood for me, to cleanse me. Lord Jesus, this day I receive you as my own personal Savior. Come into my heart now. In your name, Jesus, I pray this. Amen.
Amen. Are you hooked on drugs? Are you hooked on alcohol? Are there things in your life you don't want there? When you prayed that prayer, Jesus came in and forgave you of everything. You're cleansed. How good to walk with him and have his peace. Let me know if you did. There's my address. I'll send you this little booklet for steps in a new direction. He'll walk with you. Friends, I want to leave you with a very, very good thought. If you're searching for nuggets of truth, the Bible is a gold mine. How true. We'll look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you, and so do we so very much. Bye-bye.
Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information,